Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Violence Project, How to Stop a Mass Shooting Epidemic, written by Jillian Peterson and James Densley, and read by Laurel Lefko. Nearly 6 hours into the interrogation video of the Parkland shooter, there is a moment. The teenage boy has just confessed to killing 17 people at his former high school. He sits slumped in a chair, barefoot, hands cuffed behind his back, one leg shackled to the floor. He's dressed in a pale blue hospital gown that billows open in the back whenever he leans forward, revealing a frame so slight that it seems impossible it could even hold a semi-automatic rifle, let alone use one to wreak the kind of terror this town has just witnessed. "What do you think Mom would think right now if she was?" his younger brother asks. The police have permitted him into the interrogation room, hoping he might solicit a motive. His brother can't finish the sentence. Their mother, who adopted the boys as children from the same birth mother, died of pneumonia just 3 months ago. "She would cry," both boys agree unanimously. "People think you're a monster now," the brother says. "A monster?" the shooter starts to shake. "You're not acting like yourself," the brother goes on. "Why? This is not who you are. Like, come on, why did you do this?" The perpetrator starts to cry. "I'm sorry," he whispers. "I know what you did today," the brother continues. "Other people look at me like I'm crazy for even—" "And I don't. I don't care what other people think. Like, you're my brother. I love you. I want you to—" The shooter completely breaks down. There is a prolonged, high-pitched cry before his body collapses in violent sobs. The brother puts his head in his hands, then slams his hand on the table. He turns to the detective off camera. "Can I hug him?" The perpetrator, hysterical now, leans in. The brother quickly stands, walks over to his wailing sibling, and wraps him up in both arms. It's instinct to cast aside mass shooters as monsters. Their destruction is horrific and beyond comprehension. Collectively, they have claimed thousands of innocent lives and destroyed many more. Mass shootings are senseless, and they terrorize so deeply because they are so unpredictable, so inhuman. That's why our societal response to mass shootings has been to wage war on the monsters.